I would like to welcome everyone to our first SHAC meeting for the 23-24 school year. Before you are some handouts, and I'm going to go over the agenda. Our first item of business is to elect a chair or a co-chair, or to kind of appoint someone to be chair or co-chair. Is there anyone interested? Do we need to take nominations?
Alice Woods.
I'm going to nominate the previous one.
Okay.
So every year,
do we want to just go with what we had for last year, which was Alice and Ashley? Or is everyone good with that? Is that good for everyone? We'll just keep what we had?
Yes,
ma'am. I see there's yes and shaking of the head. So we'll just roll on with Alice and Ashley co-chairing for us for this coming school year. The second handout I have, or the first handout I have provided for you, is just the updated 23-24 wellness plan and policy. We looked at that last year and updated. We did not make any revisions. There were not any additions to this, so the plan looks very familiar to what you looked at last year. But I wanted to provide you a copy of that and what was presented to the board. I wanted just to provide a few updates on our drug testing, code of conduct, and vape detectors. Those are all things related to vaping that we had conversations about last year. The school board over the summer decided that our random drug testing, we typically have done that. We've done random testing throughout the school year, but what we have done now is we have said we're going to have four mandatory drug tests in the school year along with the random. So they've made an addition to the, we've had one mandatory at the beginning of the year to cover all of our students. And then if you were a new student that came in and you participated in UIL or whatever, you obviously were tested, but there are now four mandated. And so I wanted to give you all that update. I also wanted to let you know that within this last legislative session, now if a student sells, gives, or delivers to another person, or if they possess or use an e-cigarette, it is a mandatory 20-day placement at DAEP. And so that now is written into the code of conduct through legislative action. And so that is a mandatory DAEP placement. That's not local. That is what is in school law. That is what has to happen. So that for many school districts has helped, you know, school districts out have a little teeth to the discipline side of it. It's mandatory DAP. It's not optional. It's mandatory.
Where is our DAP?
That is usually housed on the Fairview campus.
Okay,
yes. So
is that stricter than if you were in possession of marijuana?
No, that is on there too. You'll okay. see like it's a few bullets above, like sells, gives, or delivers another person okay. under the influence of marijuana, THC, that kind of thing. So all those things on that page 21 are your mandatories. So it is now, if you sell it, give it, deliver it, have it in your possession, or use an e-cigarette, it's mandatory DAEP. So that ties along with our vaping situation. Mm-hmm. Also, we had a couple of conversations last year and some concerns about our local drug testing policy and the consequences for testing positive in drug testing for nicotine. We felt like it was the SHAC kind of was that the consequences were pretty lenient in comparison to other things. So that was revised and board approved this summer. And so now you will see that there have been suspensions from extracurricular contests are in there, suspensions from driving and parking your vehicle on district property. You have to remain on campus for lunch for 30 calendar days. And so there has been definitely more teeth or meat added to the actual positive nicotine test from where there was before, making those pretty comparable to what some of those other things, consequences were for positive drug testing. So I just wanted to update y'all on those things since we had talked about those last year. And then just moving forward for this school year, I've just asked Mrs. Stafford if she would just give a quick rundown about Red Ribbon Week is approaching and maybe some programs or things that she has on the books for our students. So, Mrs. Stafford.
NHS is organizing some things for the students And we've also booked Justin Baker with DPS. He's going to do a presentation for elementary and then one for secondary, just covering drug prevention. And then the nurses from UMC Needs are going to come back on November 29th and do a presentation for secondary. We'll split it between junior high one session and high school another. And I just got a lot of good feedback from students when they came the last time, telling me that they were effective, so we're gonna have them come back.
Sadie said it was good when the nurses came.
Yes, and Shaq is actually sponsoring them, so. Mm-hmm.
So we have used our little bit of budget funds that we've had before to help kind of undergird what Ms. Stafford does with an approach to all of the drug, alcohol prevention and awareness type things. So we're just staying consistent with that. So I know the agenda is short and conversation is brief. Do y'all have any questions, anything that you guys would like to ask me about what we've covered today?
Back on the UA stuff, on the mandatory, is that just kids that are in sports, or is it every student body?
For the drug testing part of it, there's a list of different groups or what qualifies you for the drug testing. So it's athletics, if you drive on campus, if you participate in any kind of UIL, whether it's academic or athletic. Okay. I'm trying to think if there's, am I missing anything? That you can think of. Right. And so, no, not standard for every student, but if you participate in any of those extracurriculars or academic type things, or you drive on campus, then you're on that mandatory list. Fair. So, any other questions? I think moving forward, I may try to schedule something. Maybe I'll wait until after the nurses come in November, something like that. Stephanie can give us a little brief update on that and give feedback on how those things have went, and then, or how that went, and then we'll have our other two meetings in the spring. So kind of review our plan and do those typical things. So that's the plan. Yeah.